This is HPR episode 1719 entitled The Linux Tree Command. It is hosted by JWP and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is The Linux Tree Command and its uses.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good day, and welcome to this edition of Hacker Public Radio. My name is JWP, and I am doing a podcast today about the Linux command tree. All right, and so how did it come about? Well, you know, I'm studying for my Linux Instinal certification from the LPI thing, and so they have the first thing, it's a the Linux Instinals, and then you do the LPIC 1 and the LPIC 2, and then there's the LPIC 3. So if you do the LPIC, so they have a little starter now, the Linux Instinals, and so I got the book, and you can download the book. It's free. It's PDF, and there's another one also that's free that I've been using. So I didn't buy the Linux Instinal book. I did find on Amazon's two used LPIC 1 and 2 books, one from O'Reilly, that I saw new at Fosdam, but when I got on Amazon, it was just a few dollars. So I was going through and doing the different things, and in one of the free PDFs it mentioned the tree command, and I'd never used the tree command before, and so if you're using Ubuntu, you have to do sudo apt minus git space install and then tree, and then it'll install a really small file, and you type tree in the directory that you are, and a colored listing comes up, and it's pretty helpful because you can see the different directories, and then you can use the scroll bar to go back up and down and get what you're doing. And so what was useful to me was that they've been using a word a lot in my study and for this Linux Instinal thing called recursively, and I didn't know what it meant, and even after going to dictionary.com it was pretty hard, so I had to go to the Merriam Dictionary, and finally I got a little better. So if it says something is recursive, it's pertaining to or using a rule or procedure that can be applied repeatedly. So I always thought recursively meant that it would be like the in first or the first last or something, but no, it's just something that can be done repeatedly. And then in mathematics or computers, pertaining to or using the mathematical process of recursion. And so I had to look up what recursion was, and so the first definition from Merriam was to return. And then the second one, it was the determination of a succession of elements as numbers or functions by operation on one or more preceding elements according to the rule or formula involving a finite number of steps. Okay? And so that's the definition of recursion, and the tree is a recursive directory listing program. So I guess it has some steps that it does every time that produces a def indented listing with no arguments. Tree lists the files in the current directory with directory arguments that are given. The tree lists all the files and directories found in a given directory in each turn. Upon the completion of the listing of the directories found, tree returns the total number of files and directories listed. Okay, now the interesting, you know, why you just wouldn't use ls or something is that there's it's a really colorful thing, so you can better see it than with the ls command. And I know you can go in and set the ls up to do whatever colors you want, but this does a listing of files is colorized a la DRR colors. If the ls colors environment variable is set to and the output is to TTY, so it's for me it was very colorful in both my Red Hat Enterprise workstation and in my Ubuntu 1204. So they both worked, and they both had to be installed installed. Okay, so some of the options. Okay, so of course with tree you can do tree space hyphen hyphen help, and it gives a verbose usage listing. The version is next. So again, help space hyphen hyphen version shows the version. Minus a, all files are printed. By default, the tree does not print hidden files, so it's just like ls if you use the minus a option. The minus d is for directories only. F prints the full path prefix for each line. I makes the tree not print the indentation lines, and it's useful when used in the conjunction with F. So, and then they have the L follows any symbolic links that that you have in the directories. The X tells it to stay in the current file system only, and it uses a thing a la find minus X DV, and P is for a pattern. And it gives a lot of things about wildcards and searches, and it looked like the standard, the same thing that you can do with ls you can do with tree in that description. The I pattern doesn't do not list the files, and so then they have a little p, a little minus p is a print the file type permissions for each file, and it's the same thing as ls minus l. And minus s is print the size of each file along with the name, and then minus h is print the size of each file in a more human readable way, and g is print the group name or grid number if no group if no group name is available in the file. Okay, and then capital D is print the last notification time for the listed file, and then they have end nodes hyphen hyphen end nodes prints the end nodes of the directory, and then hyphen hyphen device prints the device for the directory. Hyphen capital F is the append for directories or sockets. Q is hyphen small case q is print a non-printable characters and file names as question marks. Capital N is print non-printable characters as inserted in the default caret notification. You can sort the output by version with a hyphen lowercase v. R, you can sort the output in reverse order. T is sort the argument by manufaction. T is sort the output by last modification instead of alphabetically, and it lists the directories or hyphen DIRS first lists the directories before the file names. hyphen lowercase n turns the colorization off always. It's overridden by the capital C option. Turn off, turn colorization always on is built into the color default with LS colors. Again, when I typed in the tree command, it popped a lot more than when I used the LS command. Minus capital A is turn on ASCII line graphics. And then hyphen capital S is turn on ASCII graphics. Useful when using the console mode fonts. And it talks about IBM character set 3 or 437. There's a lot more of these things, but it's not really that interesting. Where you can configure the colors is in Etsy / /dir_colors, and that can be defined, and also in your environment under LS colors, tree character set, and LC C type. Okay, the person that wrote this is Steve Baker, and he looks to be from Indiana State University. And the guy that did the HTML output was a guy named Francis Roker from a college, it looked like, in Spain. And another guy from Japan, Karutsu Tarako, he did the character sets for OS2. All right. Hey, this concludes the podcast. I hope you all had a great time listening to me and the tree command. If y'all need to get in touch with me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. Y'all have a great, great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.